英语大赢家，走遍世界都不怕。Winners English, win the world.
Hello, good morning, everybody. 这里是中央人民广播电台经济之声，现在为您播出的是迎奥运全民讲英语特别节目《英语大赢家》，我是大家的老朋友江涛老师。This is Oscar speaking.啊，上一周我们讲的是新的生活方式，那么今天呢，咱们讲点啊，传统的到底是什么呢？来，一块来进入咱们今天的英语课堂。今天为大家准备的啊，情景剧发生的地点呢，就在 Scene 16, The Forbidden City, 地点16，故宫。话题一 ,Topic 1, The Palace Museum.故宫博物馆。那么今天这个情景剧啊，说的就是这个罗拉和 Benjamin 一起来参观这个故宫博物馆，那看一看他们会在这个 Forbidden City 当中啊学到哪些知识。 Now let's check it out.
Uncle Ben, how did the Forbidden City get this name?
Well, in the feudal societyEmperors had supreme power, so his residence was certainly a forbidden place.
His residence? You mean the whole palace?
Yes, the Forbidden City is divided into two parts. The southern section, or the outer court, was for the emperor to exercise his power over the nation, and the northern part, or the inner court, was for his royal family.
Oh, unbelievable! This was too luxurious.
Even the whole country belonged to him. That's why he is called the emperor.
Okay, then. I love these unique structured towers with the delicate carvings on them. It's really artistic.
Yeah, the buildings and designs of the Forbidden City are the peak of Chinese traditional architecture, not only scientific, but also suitable for living.
I agree. It's definitely a product of wisdom.Well, why were those small animal sculptures placed on the tops of the buildings?
Some of them are mascots, and some are symbols of power.
Why are there so many yellow things? Is yellow the lucky color in China?
Oh, no. In fact, yellow is the symbol of the royal family.
Just like the pattern dragon, right?
Exactly. Here is the nine dragon screen.
Oh, it's really fabulous. I want to take a picture here.
Sure, this will be a really good picture.
哦，原来啊，这个 Benjamin 这个 take a role 来参观 to have a pay a visit, right, on the museum of the palace, right, 故宫是吧 ,the Forbidden City. 那么这个故宫里面非凡的建筑和景观呢，把这个罗拉是惊呆了，是不是？那为什么叫做 Forbidden City 呢？那 Benjamin 解释了，是不是？ Benjamin 是这么说的，他说Empress had supreme power, so his residence was certainly a forbidden place. 说这帝王啊，拥有至高无上的权力，那他的住所当然是禁地了。所以这样的话，那么故宫才叫做紫禁城，是吧？禁地，是吧？一般的人不让进来。为什么叫紫呢？啊，据说呀，这个紫是这个代表这个皇室之气，是吧？贵族之气 ，right？ 好，那么 whatever 啊，这个知识咱们讲到这个地方哈，闲扯两句。那么接下来呢，就进入咱们的这个啊重点单词的讲解。Now the first key word is royal.Royal 这个单词是什么意思呢？啊，是王室的、皇家的 ，royal， R O Y A L。在情景剧当中啊，这个 Benjamin 跟这个 Rolla 介绍的时候，他有这样一句话，是吧？啊，他说什么呢？他说呀 ，And the northern part or the inner court was for his royal family。啊，北部或者叫内院。是皇室的住所 the northern part or the inner court was for his royal family、啊、royal family 就是皇家的家族那么就是皇室是吧皇室的住所 royal family 指的就是这皇室、啊、royal 皇室的皇家的、嗯、那么咱们造一个句子哈，咱们说这个戴着的皇冠就是这个王权的象征。那么这怎么说呢？啊，这个王冠是吧？这个王权是 diadem A diadem was worn as sign of royal power. 皇权是 royal power, 啊权力 power, royal, 皇权是不是 royal power。那我们说这个皇室的公主是吧啊怎么说的呢A royal princess。啊这个英国呀以前呢有这个皇家邮政啊是专门这个供皇室家族来进行这个传递信件的这样一个 system, 啊叫做什么呢叫做 royal mail, 啊 royal mail, 皇室邮政是不是啊当然这个因为在古代啊在封建社会是吧 ,royal, 皇室代表的是啊奢华是不是代表的是特权所以这个 royal 在做这个形容词的时候有的时候啊可以引申为太棒了的极好的是吧特别好的您比如说说这个我们吃饭是吧吃一顿饭啊 dinner, 是吧或者呢叫做 feast, 参加一个宴会那如果我们说 a royal feast,啊一个皇室的家宴盛宴那指的是什么呢指的就是哇那不一定说一定是皇室的人员出来了而是说那这顿饭吃的特别的好特别的盛大特别的奢华。那我们说 royal view, 啊 royal view, 啊不是皇室的景色而应该是什么呢哎一流的极美的这种风景 view, right? V-I-E-W, right? Royal view, okay? 那么这是第一个 the first keyword we are going to learn, right? Okay, so now let's have a second look at the second keyword, fabulous. 这是一个啊形容词啊 fabulous, 意思是难以置信的。在情景剧中啊这个 Laura, 啊感叹的说了这么一句话她说呀她说Oh, it's really fabulous. I want to take a picture here. 啊，真漂亮！我在这儿啊，照一张照片。在这儿，这个 fabulous 啊，意思就是褒义词，难以置信的，惊人的。但是啊，请注意，我刚才说是褒义词，哎，这个难以置信的，惊人的，是指的难以置信的，惊人的好。Yeah, fabulous. 哇太棒了简直棒极了。当这个外国人一般看到我们的 The Great Wall, 长城的时候他们就会说 Wow, fabulous, right? 啊我们这个朋友请吃了一顿饭是吧大餐啊意大利大餐是不是然后我们吃完之后摸摸肚皮也可以说 Wow, fabulous, 太难以置信了太棒了 right? OK, 记住了 fabulous, 难以置信的惊人的好、哎、好下面看一看咱们今天要学的重点词组呢就是 belong to, 意思是属于。在情景剧当中啊今天有这么一句话 ,Even the whole country belong to him.是吧说这个国王啊皇帝啊是吧 ,even the whole country, 即便是所有的国家 belonged to him, belong to 意思是属于那么也就是说整个国家都是他的都属于这个 emperor, 都属于这个皇帝的那么在这个地方 belong to, 动词短语意思啊就是属于 belong to,你说我是哪里人那就可以这么表达 I 加上 belong to 加上地名您说我是中国人 I belong to China 啊，我属于中国是不是我是中国人是不是说我是湖南人啊 I belong to Hunan right 啊，我又是湖南人我是湖南哪里哪里人的当然又可以加很多细节了 right belong to 哈、啊。那么您属于哪一组呢 which groupDo you belong to? 你属于哪一组呢？是不是？当然呢，这句话呀，啊，在这个情话当中啊，也是非常的浪漫的，是不是？你说我的整个身心都属于你，是不是？哎，你可以 belong to you, all my soul, right? 啊，我的所有的一切 ，all everything, right? 啊 ，belongs to you, 啊，所有的事情都属于你 ，right? 记住了吗？动词词组 belong to. Okay, so now.The next, let's have a look at the functional sentences of today's conversation. 看一看咱们今天的功能性句型是什么呢？那么围绕着这个故宫博物馆的这些功能性句型，那首先第一个呢，啊，我们要跟大家介绍了，紫禁城呢，分为两个部分，南部和北部分别是干什么的？这个在咱们今天的情景剧当中啊，有着非常之清楚的描述，说 The Forbidden City,is divided into two parts 啊，分为两部分是 is divided into two parts the southern section, 南边呢，或者我们叫做 or the outer court, 是外部呢 was for the emperor, 是吧，是为了这个皇帝干嘛的呢 to exercise his power over the nation, 是皇帝啊实施权力管理国家的地方，注意这个动词是 exercise, 是做锻炼是吧，灵活的，这个叫是实施权力 exercise, 锻炼他的施展他的权力的地方是吧，对整个民族。And the northern part, 北部 or the inner court, 是吧，内部的或者叫内部的就是 was for his royal family, 这是皇宫的这个内院呢，紫禁城分为几个部分，非常实用是吧，那么接下来的这句话呢，我们就自然而然呢，我们就看一看这个聊到了这个紫禁城的建筑，说呀，紫禁城的建筑和设计简直是达到了中国传统建筑的顶峰，不仅这样，而且那样，果然怎么怎么样The buildings and the designs of the Forbidden City, 这个紫禁城的建筑和它的设计是吧 ？Are the peak of Chinese traditional architecture.达到了中国传统建筑的顶峰 peak, 顶峰是吧 ?Not only scientific, but also suitable for living, 不仅仅在科学上面是达到了顶峰，而且在这个居住的舒适性方面也达到了顶峰，登峰造极 ,right? 所以这句话您千万不要忘记哦。来，下面再给一句话什么呢，这个紫禁城里头有很多黄色的东西，这个 Laura 就表示疑问了， Benjamin 就解释了，说这黄色呀 ,in fact, yellow is the symbol of the royal family, 黄色呢是这个皇室家族的象征，是不是黄色 ,yellow, yellow is the symbol,symbol 是象征的意思黄色是皇族的象征 ,right, got it? 好，那么下面呢再来听一遍录音边听边体会我们刚才讲到的所有的这些知识点，非常有用的OK, ready? Let's go!
Uncle Ben, how did the Forbidden City get this name?
Well, in the feudal society, emperors had supreme power.So his residence was certainly a forbidden place.
His residence? You mean the whole palace?
Yes, the Forbidden City is divided into two parts. The southern section, or the outer court, was for the emperor to exercise his power over the nation. And the northern part, or the inner court, was for his royal family.
Oh, unbelievable! This was too luxurious.
Even the whole country belonged to him.That's why he is called the emperor.
Okay, then. I love these unique structured towers with the delicate carvings on them. It's really artistic.
Yeah, the buildings and designs of the Forbidden City are the peak of Chinese traditional architecture, not only scientific, but also suitable for living.
I agree. It's definitely a product of wisdom. Well, why were those small animal sculptures placed on the tops of the buildings?
Some of them are mascots, and some are symbols of power.
Why are there so many yellow things? Is yellow the lucky color in China?
Oh, no. In fact, yellow is the symbol of the royal family.
Just like the pattern dragon, right?
Exactly. Here is the nine dragon screen.
Oh, it's really fabulous. I want to take a picture here.
Sure. This will be a really good picture.
Welcome back to Winners English. This is Oscar. 欢迎大家回到英语大赢家，我是江涛老师。您现在收听的是中央人民广播电台经济之声迎奥运全民讲英语特别节目《英语大赢家》。那今天呢，咱们的特别任务呢，就是来看一看这些世界各地的这些个非常著名的 famous building name, right? 世界各地名胜建筑的这些词汇大本钟怎么说呢？The Big Ben, right? 那么大堡礁 Great Barrier Reef 海德公园 Hyde Park 金字塔呢 Pyramids Sydney Opera House 悉尼歌剧院 The Leaning Tower of Pisa the Louvre, 卢浮宫是吧？那么提高词汇呢，留给大家呀，做成家庭作业，多去看一看哈。
英语大赢家，走遍世界都不怕，全民讲英语，
大家都乐于。
好，那么接下来的时间呢，让我们一块儿来进入今天的行业英语。那我们的听众朋友就问了，老师，这么多行业都说完了是吧，这个星期我看看您到底说哪个行业。哎，这个星期咱们呀说一说能源英语啊，能源英语，工作在这个能源行业的听众朋友是吧，哎，今天从今天开始，姜老师教每日教给你们一句能源英语。那第一句能源啊，一种最主要的能源呢，那自然是石油，是不是？那我们在介绍石油的时候应该怎么说呢？啊，石油是 petroleum， 石油是一种主要的能源以及重要的啊这个化工原料。这句话怎么说呢？啊， petroleum is a major energy and important chemical feedstock。Feedstock 是化工原料是吧，原料 feedstock。 那么石油是一种重要的能源是吧，主要的化工原料石油。 Petroleum is a major energy and important chemical feedstock 啊，石油是一种主要的能源以及重要的化工原料。 OK, for the final time again, Petroleum is a major energy andimportant chemical feedstock. OK, so much for this time. 今天的节目呢就到这个地方。明天同一时间同一频率，江涛老师和您不见不散。